wanted to discuss the proper place to put on tefillin, where exactly on the body specifically. On the one end, the Torah tells us la'os in terms of the shalyah, the tefillin is supposed to be la'os al yadeikim. It's an os on your arm, on your hand. And we're also told by you adram ha'ela alav avecha that it's also on your heart. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Kav Zayin Halacha Aleph Mokam Hanocha Shal Yad. So the place of the film is on the left hand. Bebosar hatafuach shebeetzem shebein hakovdo beis hashechi, on the fatty part of the muscle part of your arm, between the elbow and the armpit. And the yatat fila meat letzara guf binyan shekishiyishkov zro'o lamatia keneged liba. And when you put on tefillin on that muscle in between the elbow and the armpit, it should be facing inwards so that the tefillin box is keneged halei. So this is called, you're getting both the yad and the lei by putting it. If you put it on your lower arm, for example, you don't have the lei. So by putting it on the upper arm, on the muscle, by the upper arm turned inward, it is keneged halei. And that's the basic place that you put your tefillin. However, the Rama adds that when it comes to the tefillin, again, at least for Ashkenaz, and the Shulchan Aruch has this as well, Sarach lahaniach, the tefillin should be placed closer to the elbow than to the armpit. In other words, on the lower part of your muscle, and not on the upper part. Certainly not on your shoulder. If it's on your shoulder, you're not yotze, but even on the muscle, it should be on the lower part of your muscle and not on the upper part, and that is the ideal place to put on the tefillin. This is in the name of the smak and others, and that's quoted also in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Chav Zayin Halacha Zayin. As a result, the reason for this is twofold. Number one is that if it's too high, it's not going to be keneged alev. That's how you're going to get it keneged alev. Plus, the Gemara Maseches Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel has a hekesh between mezuzah and tefillin. And therefore, just like mezuzah, you put the mezuzah on the upper part of the doorpost, but not all the way up. You don't put it within a tefach of the top of the doorpost, and therefore tefillin as well, it's on the upper part of the arm, above the elbow, but not all the way on top, keneged hakatef, by the shoulder, and that's ideally how you're yotzi. The Vilna Gaon disagrees, and the Vilna Gaon passes anywhere on the muscle is fine, upper, lower part of the muscle doesn't really matter, you yotzi in any event. Lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally you should put on the tefillin on the lower part of the muscle, that is the lechatchila way to perform the mitzvah, and that is the ideal, and that's what one should strive for. The Mishnah Berurah even says, don't get tefillin that's too big. If you have a lot, they used to make tefillin, you know, these big tefillins, and then part of your tefillin is for sure not going to be it's going to be on the upper part, ideally, not the gigantic tefillin, and ideally on the lower part of your arm, and that is what we paskin. But again, if it's on the upper part of your arm, you certainly are yotze. The more difficult issue comes up when it comes to the tefillin shel rosh. The proper place for tefillin shel rosh, so obviously on the head, but that's a little ironic because the Torah says the tefillin shel rosh is supposed to be bein einecha. So how do we know it's on the head and not literally between the eyes? That's a famous machlokas between the tzedukim and the prushim. But the Gemara has a hekesh between a halacha that you find that you're not allowed to, on a mace, you're not allowed to tear out your hair, and the Torah says you can't tear out your hair, bein einechem. The yisur of tearing out your hair on a mace as a sign of avelus, bein einechem is asa. So obviously, most people do not have hair, bein einechem, they have hair on top. So it means that the yisur is, and the bein einechem that you have by tefillin and by pulling out your hair a la mace, is talking about where you have hair. And as a result, the tefillin must be keneged einechem, in other words, on the top of your head where you have hair, adjacent, if you run the line down, between your eyes. And that's the makom hatefillin, between the eyes, but on your head, but on the top of your head, bein einechem. When it comes to bein einechem, exactly where that should be, so obviously, ideally, down the middle. If it deviates a little bit, you are yotze, even though, some posts say you don't really have to have a mirror all the time checking, you don't have to be crazy about it, but it should be ideally that if you run your hand down, it's between your eyes. If it shifts a little bit, you certainly are yotze, because it's still considered to be, as long as part of that film is between your eyes, you are yotze. But obviously, if it's shifted significantly, then you have a problem. The more significant issue with halacha is that the tefillin should be resting on top of your head, and the tefillin should be resting where hair grows. If it's on your forehead, if even the post can say, if even part of the tefillin is on your forehead, so then you will not be yotze, and you have a bracha levatal. This is a serious issue because many people, their tefillin is too big, and it falls onto their forehead, and then you're not going to be yotze. That's a problem. It's a real problem. You're making a bracha levatal when you make a bracha. The tefillin should be sitting on top of your head, and the entirety of the tefillin, the entire box, including corners, including the tip, should be in a place where the roots of your hair grew or grow. In other words, if you are balding, you're getting old, and your hairline is receding, then it could be on what looks like your forehead. There's no hair there, but there was hair there. That was the place where your hair grew. But if, where there was hair, but the tefillin must be placed on the place where hair typically grows. And again, that's talking about the entirety of the tefillin. So if your tefillin is too large, it's going to hang down. It's going to be on your forehead, and you will not be yotzei. You should make sure the tefillin is sitting high up on the top of your head. I remember when I was young, my tefillin was too big, and I was not yotzei. And I remember when I finally learned this halacha, and I changed it. The tefillin were made smaller for me, and I felt very uncomfortable. I felt like the tefillin were falling off, and were like too. They were going to slip. It's not the case. You get used to it, but that's an important halacha to be aware of. This is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kav Zayin Halacha Tes, where the Mechaber says, "Makom anachas tefillah shel rosh mi'atcholas ikari hasar mi'mitzvah itself amakom shemokal shel tinek rofeim." It can't. The halacha of where it ends is where the soft part of a baby's head, the head on top where it gets soft. That we usually do not have a problem with halacha. And the knot, of course, in that in the cavity in the back of your head is where you put the knot. But again, I want to sensitize everyone to that halacha of not having the tefillin or even part of the tefillin on the forehead. Have an excellent day. We'll start Seder at 9:50. Guys.